I want you guys to think about something. We are 5 days away from the NBA playoffs. Play-in tournament is happening this week. Now, outside of Christmas Day, the games in the play-in tournament, usually the most watched games of the regular season. Both LeBron James and Steph Curry, they are fighting for the final two spots in the playoffs in the Western Conference. Well, KC, what about the Eastern Conference? Yeah, no one cares about the Eastern Conference. They've got sub-500 teams potentially making the playoffs in the East. Last I checked, though, we were in mid-April. College basketball is over. NFL is in the middle of their off-season. The Olympics aren't until later this summer. The NHL... is the NHL even playing this season? I cover sports for a living. I haven't heard a single thing about the National Hockey League all season. Maybe they should go back to promoting the Pride. Maybe they should reintroduce the rainbow tape. When the NHL was tasting the rainbow last season, at least they were getting noticed. This season, I haven't heard a damn thing about the NHL. But anyway, the point is, this is the time of year when the NBA should be dominating the sports news cycle. There is literally no competition right now for the NBA. Well, KC, that's not true. What about Major League Baseball? Major League Baseball? Really? Opening weekend, ESPN drew 1.8 million for Sunday Night Baseball. Well, that number is great! Yeah, 2 years ago, they drew 2.5 million. I know there are a lot of baseball purists in this audience, and that's fine. I understand. I used to love Major League Baseball, but the truth is, Major League Baseball is no longer a national topic of conversation. But I'm getting off topic here. Back to the main point, which is the NBA should be dominating the news cycle right now. Problem is, they're not. You know what my news feed has been filled with throughout the day today? I'm not talking about political news. I'm talking about sports. All day today, my news feed has been filled with headlines pertaining to Caitlin Clark and the WNBA draft. I have been doing this channel full-time for almost 3 years now. I've been following sports my entire life. This has never happened. I can't think of a single instance where the WNBA is overshadowing the NBA. Well, I can't give credit to the dump. The WNBA isn't overshadowing the NBA. Caitlin Clark is overshadowing the NBA. Either way, it shouldn't be happening. How in the hell did we get here? How did we get to a point where the NBA is struggling to generate mainstream interest? This is a crucial postseason for Adam Silver in the NBA. Now, if things go his way, I have faith that Adam Silver will continue to fuck everything up. It is no secret that the NBA, along with the television networks, they want LeBron James and Steph Curry to make the playoffs. LeBron and Steph are the only two mainstream stars in the league. They're the only two players with drawing power. Short term, it would be great for the NBA to have the Lakers and the Rainbow Warriors in the playoffs. Long term, I think it could be detrimental. How long have I been telling you guys that the NBA needs to create new stars? How long have I been saying it is time to move on from LeBron James and create a new face of the league? Steph Curry still has a few years left, but the Rainbow Warriors, they are nowhere close to being contenders. I don't think the Rainbow Warriors make it out of the play-in, and if they do, they're an easy first-round exit for Oklahoma City. This should be the postseason that ushers in a new era for the NBA, but I have zero faith in Adam Silver allowing that to happen if the same stars are in the playoffs. It would be different if the Lakers and the Warriors were contenders. It would be different if you could create younger stars by having them conquer LeBron James or Steph Curry. The problem is, they're not legitimate contenders. Even though LeBron is still putting up amazing numbers, he doesn't have the same impact on the game like he used to. Well, KC, how can you say that? He just dominated your Pelicans. Yeah. That was embarrassing. But one thing that's being overlooked, especially by the national media, the Pelicans were playing their third game in 4 days, their fifth game in 7 days. They played Friday night in Golden State, and because of plane issues, they didn't get home to New Orleans until late Saturday night. So the Pelicans were unprepared and exhausted. Now, that being said, it would not surprise me in the least if the Pels lost again tomorrow night. It wasn't that long ago, though, that the NBA playoffs were appointment television. When I was in my 20s, you had Dwight Howard in Orlando, the Big Three in Boston, Dwayne Wade in Miami, LeBron James in Cleveland. Back then, the Eastern Conference was loaded. Out west, you had Kobe in LA, the Spurs were in the midst of their dynasty, Dirk and Jason Kidd in Dallas. There was a trio of young stars in Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. Now, this was before Russell Westbrook was taking selfies wearing women's clothing. By the time we got to mid-April, the NBA would be dominating the news cycle. It was guaranteed that playoff games were drawing 4, maybe 5 million viewers in the first round. Conference finals, ratings were in the double digits. NBA finals, 15, 20 million viewers. Back then, there was actual interest. Listen to the playoff matchups for the first round of the NBA playoffs. You tell me if any of these matchups interest you. Celtics against either the Bulls or the Hawks. Garbage. Knicks against the Sixers or the Heat. Bucks Pacers. Now, this series is absolutely meaningless because Giannis is injured. But even if Giannis was playing, this series isn't generating interest in the mainstream because Giannis is not a draw. If you don't believe me, go look at ratings for the NBA Finals when the Bucks won the title. It was the second lowest rated series in the history of the league, if I remember correctly, less than 10 million viewers. Cavs Magic. Brutal. Now the West. The Western Conference should be interesting, and it should draw big ratings. Key word, should. The question is, will it? First round in the West, Oklahoma City against the Kings or the Rainbow Warriors. Nuggets against either the Lakers or the Pelicans. Wolves, Suns, Clippers, Mavs. Long term, the NBA desperately needs Zion Williamson and the Pelicans to make the playoffs. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Pelicans homer. The time is now to create new stars. Even though Zion Williamson has been healthy this season and he's played at an all-NBA level the last 6, maybe 8 weeks, stars are not created in the regular season. Stars are created in the playoffs. They need OKC to make a deep run. They need Dallas to make a deep run. What you don't want to happen is for these young stars, these guys who will be responsible for carrying the league through the next decade, you don't want them to be overshadowed by LeBron James and Steph Curry. This has the potential to be an embarrassing postseason for the NBA. The Eastern Conference is absolute dog shit. The Celtics are a great team, but the problem with the Celtics, they're not an interesting team. Their star players lack personality. Jrue Holiday is one of my favorite players in the league. No disrespect to Jrue Holiday, but he's just not a star. He's not someone that pulls people into the arena. Right now, the NBA is actually boasting about attendance this season. This is amazing! We set attendance records again this season! Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. According to ESPN, there were 10 teams in the NBA that sold out every home game in the regular season. Believe it or not, the Lakers weren't one of them. There were a handful of teams on this list, though, that caught my attention, mainly the Miami Heat. Just because games are sold out, that does not mean the arena is filled to capacity. I watched several Miami games this season where the lower bowl was filled to about half capacity. The NBA, they are going to brag about attendance because they can't brag about their television ratings. Like I said, this has the potential to be an embarrassing postseason for Adam Silver in the NBA. Think about this. The WNBA starts their regular season on May 14th. Who is playing in prime time on the first day of the regular season? Caitlin Clark. Katie Rue and her new group of role players named the Indiana Felines, they are traveling to Connecticut to play a team called the Suns, which is a weird name for a WNBA team. I thought this league was supposedly filled with women. Why would a female basketball team be named the Suns? Anyway, Caitlin Clark plays in primetime on May 14th. She plays 8 games in the month of May. This is during the heart of the NBA playoffs. This will be during the second round of the conference finals. And it is entirely possible, some would say it's even likely, that Caitlin Clark will draw larger ratings in the NBA playoffs. Regular season games in the WNBA drawing larger ratings than the NBA playoffs? If I said that to you this time last year, you would unsubscribe to this channel. Now, it could be a real possibility. Some of that is due to the drawing power of Caitlin Clark, but it's mostly due to the current state of the NBA. There is no reason for Caitlin Clark to potentially be outdrawing the NBA playoffs. Now, I expect the NBA to struggle during the postseason, but Adam Silver, he needs to look at this as short-term pain for long-term gain. This league has got to create new stars, and you've got the perfect opportunity right now. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in OKC, Anthony Edwards in Minnesota, Zion in New Orleans if the Pelicans get their head out of a bird's ass and decide to actually make the playoffs, Luka Doncic in Dallas, although it has proven to be difficult to build international players into mainstream stars. Tyrese Halliburton in Indiana. The Magic, they have got a good group of young players in Orlando. Will the league focus on these young stars, or will the NBA continue to promote LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Steph Curry, and aging Jimmy Butler? Give me your thoughts on this. This could potentially be an embarrassing postseason for the NBA. And I hope I'm wrong here. I love the NBA, but this league has been in trouble for years now, and it is showing no signs of improvement. Could we see Caitlin Clark outdraw the NBA playoffs? Are you guys even interested in watching the NBA playoffs? Now, I am for obvious reasons, but what about you? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.